This is childhood. It's playing and learning. It's screams and squabbles. It's, I'm not going, and shh. It's mud, mates, and just five more minutes. And sometimes it's going to be okay. But for thousands of children, it's not. If you're worried about a child, report your concern on 0808 800 5000.
Come, Darcy. I must have you dance. I hate to see you standing about by yourself in this stupid manner. You had much better dance.
I certainly shall not. You know how I detest it, particularly when I'm not acquainted with my partner. At such an assembly such as this, it would be insupportable. Your sisters are engaged, and there is not another woman in this room who would not be punishment to me to stand up with.
We live in uncertain and challenging times. So much is happening so fast, it seems impossible to make sense of it all. We're clearly on some kind of path. But towards what? We all use different lenses to look at the world, like religious beliefs and political ideologies. But for now, let's look at the last century through three common lenses and see what they tell us about where we came from and where we're headed. It is autumn, and an evening chill is in the air. At the end of the working day, people gather in the tavern. Those still in the streets are dressed in rough woven shirts and tunics. The exceptions are two men who walk in from the woodland beyond. One of the men wears a large red ruby around his neck.
The human world, I've conjured up a nightmare from these faces. The missing teeth, the pock skin, the matted hair.
There is no harm to see awake those who only visit your realm when they sleep, brother. Here's the tavern, and I'm thirsty.
You wish to enter that godforsaken place?
Why not?
Oh, if dreams aren't, very well.